Coming up on episode number 443, we're switching things up in honor of April Fool's Day, and instead of the usual covers, I'm going to be playing parodies. So, you're going to hear parodies of Steppenwolf, REM, and Grand Funk Railroad, just to name a few. It's all coming up right now. Oh, and a new theme song. It's all coming up right now on Parodyville. Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday afternoon. It's April 1st, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, Parodyville. Instead of the usual covers, in honor of April Fool's Day, you're going to be hearing parodies of classic songs. That song you just heard was Never Gonna Give You Up, originally by Rick Astley, and performed there by the Hot Stewards from their 2007 album, Cover Up. And some of you know why I played that, some of you might not, but if you don't, do a Google search for Rickroll, R-I-C-K-R-O-L-L, and that should clear everything up for you. Let's get started. Well, we really did already get started, didn't we? Let's continue to get started with a cover of Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play two covers of Like Rolling Stone, or two parodies of Like Rolling Stone. Both of them have to do with television shows, oddly enough. The first one is a little ditty about a TV show that's no longer on the air, Ally McBeal. And well, I'm not going to go any further into it. It's Da Vinci's Notebook from their album Life and Times of Mike Fanning. Here's Ally McBeal by Da Vinci's Notebook.
One, two, three, four! Once upon a time, you were on prime time, made the Monday lineup on Fox at 9. Didn't you? Your complaints and whines while defending crimes in your high hem lines made glorious don't see the way you stay so small. Behind the locked door of the bathroom stall, sitting there hunched over and purging the old ass B.O. Metabolism's high, but I ain't gonna buy it when you're outside five Ethiopians. And I just can't stand you in your damn flannel jammies. Dance around planning which man will get the grand tour of your fallopians. I just don't get what all the people see in your self-involvement and hypocrisy. Your Pop-Tart feminism and your cheap neuroses. As I stare into the vacuum of my TV, scratching my head and trying to understand your appeal.
Skies like when you were young?
That's a stupid question. I don't know, can't remember. I don't know, can't remember. I don't know, can't remember. It's a long time ago.
What were the skies like when you were young?
Oh, grey, monotonous. Grey, you know, like they are now. I mean, they seem to go on like a bit and then it changes sometimes. I mean, I used to live in Watford, it's a very dull place. But you know, they were grey, cloudy. I mean, you still see skies like that all the time, you know, just when the weather's bad, just look up and bad sky, that's how it is, you know. I mean, sky's not that important, really, in the long term, but basically it was sort of grey, monotonous. It used to rain a lot, as it does now. It's a very dull place. I mean, you still see skies like that all the time, in all over the place, wherever you are, there's grey skies, grey, monotonous.
So what were the skies like when you were young?
I've told you, they were grey and monotonous and dull, right? It was just, I mean, the sun shone sometimes, and it, but I don't remember that so much. It was mainly grey and grey and dull.
What were the skies like when you were young?
You're beginning to get on my nerves with your persistent question, right? Told you, sky's dull, grey, and not important, right? The sky doesn't matter, it's the issues.
But what were the skies like when you were young?
I think I'll have to curtail this interview, mate, if you don't like it, come up with some better questions. Right, last time, right, grey. The skies were grey, basically, and dull, and that's it, all right? Grey. Grey.
But what were the skies like when you
That's
were young?
That's it! Oh!
That is a little take on Little Fluffy Clouds. You remember that track by The Orb that had little snippets of an interview with Ricky Lee Jones talking about the skies where she was when she grew up? That's Grey Clouds. Performed by Alan Parker. Actually, Alan Parker is a character played by Simon Munnery, Alan Parker, Urban Warrior, along with the music by The Orb that comes from an album called Annie Nightingale Presents Y4K, an album that came out in 2007. The Orb and Alan Parker with Grey Clouds. Before that, the Patty Duke theme, Cousins, in the style of Bob Dylan. That comes from an album called Rerun Rock, Superstars Sing Television Themes. I think that was put out by Rhino Records, if I remember correctly. And then we started the set off with Ally McBeal, a takeoff of Rolling Stone. I'm sorry, Like a Rolling Stone, by Da Vinci's Notebook, from the Life and Times of Mike Fanning, from 1999. All right. Let me tell you about the sponsor for today's episode of Coverville. It's Audible. Welcome back, Audible. And perfect for April Fool's Day is this recommendation of a book that I honestly thought was a joke. It's called The Inferno of Dante. And it's basically Dante's Inferno as narrated by John Cleese. Of course, John Cleese, most famous for his work with Monty Python and Fawlty Towers, British comedian extraordinaire. This one was recommended by Dan from Grand Rapids. Here is his email. Hi, Brian. I tried Audible to support you in Coverville, and it worked out great. I happened to find one of my favorites, Dante's Inferno, as narrated by John Cleese. This is an example of the perfect matchup that only audio can make. The translation, by Robert Pinsky, is one for our time. Plus, I could not think of a better reader than this Oxford grad and successful business speaker. Cleese's reading is natural and transparent. That is, he lets you enjoy the ride. And I'm happy to hear The Inferno anew with that Python twist on the Tour of Hell. So, thanks for driving me to Audible via your site to discover the classics as well as what's new. Your friend Dan from Grand Rapids. Well, thank you, Dan. A little prize is on its way in the mail to you. And if you want to check out The Inferno of Dante, read by John Cleese, or any of the thousands and thousands of books available at audible.com, how about a free one? Would you like a free one? Try it out, see what you think? Sure you would. Go to coverville.com and click on the banner at the very top of the screen. And that will allow you to log in, create an account on Audible, get a free download. And if you like it, great, stick with the service, try it out, see what you think. If you're not happy with it, discontinue at any time. And any books you've gotten are yours to keep and enjoy. That's audible.com via the banner at the top of coverville.com. Let's get to, you know, there's no instrument I think that fits with April. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Let me do one other quick thing here. The Ally McBeal track was requested by Salsa Jan, and the Patty Duke theme was requested by Aaron. Okay, that's out of the way. There's no instrument I think that goes along better with April Fool's Day than the accordion. Maybe the kazoo, but for right now, we're going to say the accordion. And there's no better accordion band than the band Those Darned Accordions. From their 1994 album, Squeeze This, here's their take on Grand Funk's We're an American Band. This is called We're an Accordion Band. How's that for cowbell?
Janko quit the West Side Daisy, eh? Went cross town and joined YMCA. Soon Bacon and Pork he began to enjoy. Took off his yarmulke, Yid was a guy. I said, hey, Janko, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, Nudnik, take a walk down Fairfax. And the members of Adasago. Boy, shocked when he heard the news. He couldn't believe that he and Jesus fought about Jews. He said, how can we be the same? Bendis long hair's got a Mexican name. I said, hey, Hirsch, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, kid, take a walk down Fairfax. Why, Brock, why don't you meet a nice girl? Why do you need a shiksa for that dirty, that filthy? Meet a pure one, a clean one, a clean one, a pure one. Hey, Bob, it's one of the stalking picture shows. So he straightened his hair, kept his teeth, and fixed his nose. Changed his name to Lash LaRue, then talked of the pride of being a Jew. I said, hey, Abe, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, whatever your name is, take a walk down Fairfax. Give me a forward there, will you? Go in the corner there, get me a Danish here. I'm sick, I can't walk up there by myself. Give me a cup of coffee. Little Katz was taking his bar mitzvah lesson. Cross the street, a shiksa was undressing. And one day, to the rabbi's surprise, Katz was shown the way he was circumcised. I said, hey, Katzie, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, Nudnik, take a walk down Fairfax. And the members of it have to go. A girl, a thing like that for. You know what's gonna happen? Your mother finds out about a thing like that. You'll make a heart break there. Don't you care what you do? You filthy animal. Why don't you get upstairs, study, become a doctor or something? Yeah, good animal. I'm fed up with you. These kids, they make me sick. They're animals. They're no good. Business isn't good. I gotta stop already. I'm retired. I moved to San Diego. I get away from it already. What am I doing here in a studio with a bunch of kids? Fine. They love singing already. Is it? Let me out of here, Eddie. I gotta go get a sandwich or something. I can't take this anymore.
A used pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a Smurf TV tray I bought on eBay. My house is filled with this crap. Shows up in bubble wrap most every day. What I bought on eBay. Tell me why
I need another pet rock.
Tell me why
I got that Alpha alarm clock. Tell me why
I bid on Shatner's old toupee. They had it on eBay. I'll buy your knick-knack. Just check. Who is liable to snipe you with 2 seconds left to go? Whoa, got PayPal or Visa, whatever'll please ya, as long as I've got the dough. I'll buy your tchotchkes, sell me your watch, please.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't do a Parodyville show without including, I don't know if you heard that, but he's still going in the background there. I couldn't do a Parodyville show without including the master of parody songs. That is Weird Al Yankovic from his 2003 album Poodle Hat. By request, it's a cover of the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way called eBay. Great track. Actually, I do have an all Weird Al Yankovic show planned, but not cover or not parodies, but covers of his originals. He's done a lot of originals over the years on all of his albums, and a lot of people have done covers of those originals. So I think that'd actually make a pretty fun show. Before that, Walk on the Kosher Side by Gefilte Fish. Let's see, I can't do this. Gefilte Joe and the Fish, a little play on Country Joe and the Fish. That is from a compilation called Tales from the Rhino. Awesome, awesome set of discs from Rhino Records. Got everything from Wild Man Fisher on there to Muskrat Love, but the version of Muskrat Love that Hamster Love? What was that? Anyway, a lot of fun stuff, and then an album of serious stuff in there as well. Tales from the Rhino came out in 1994, and then we started that set off with We're an Accordion Band by Those Darn Accordions from their 1994 album Squeeze This, and of course, that's a cover of Grand Funk. It was after they were Grand Funk Railroad, when they just shortened it down to Grand Funk. Let's get to... This one's a stretch. It might not necessarily be a parody, although it was absolutely done as a cover in fun. The movie Borat that came out 2 years ago, 2006. The album didn't contain any covers except for this one, which was played over the end credits along with the Kazakhstan theme song. Very nice. This is a cover of Steppenwolf's "Born to Be Wild," performed by Fanfare Ciocarlia, and it's barely recognizable, to say the least. Here's Born to Be Wild.
I'm a baby cow. I know something so. Get it so wild. Got a demo.
Da 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 Having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Happy, happy. See them jump and run. Happy, happy.
Oh, yeah.
Laughing all the while. Cheerful, cheerful. Flashing a big smile. That's a perfect sign. That they're feeling fine.
Furry happy monsters feeling glad.
Furry happy monsters feeling glad.
Furry happy monsters laughing. Something has gone wrong.
What are we gonna do?
Sighing, sighing. Faces have turned long.
I am so sad.
Crying, crying. Hear them sob and whine. Tearful, tearful. That's a real good sign that they're feeling glum. Sad, sad times have come.
Feeling sad.
Furry sobbing monsters feeling sad.
Furry sobbing monsters crying.
Come on, monsters. You don't have to cry. We can be happy.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I get furious in pain. I want to set an example to you all by thumbing a lift to the house.
Oh, my sister just the other week get married to a sheik. He'd keep her well.
Doing a cover of Supertramp's Logical Song. That's the topical song from the Barren Nights, a song that came out in 1979, but oddly enough, called the topical song, it's still topical today with the price of gasoline just skyrocketing. That is from the Barren Nights, from their 2007 The Barren Nights 40th anniversary album. Before that, Furry Happy Monsters. That is, if you did recognize Michael Stipe and the boys from REM's performance there, that was definitely Michael Stipe singing, and I think you hear Peter Buck talking in part of that as well. That's REM and the Sesame Street Monsters doing a parody of Shiny Happy People. That comes from the 2003 Songs from the Street, 35 Years of Music for Sesame Street. And we started off with a cover of Born to be Wild by the... Fanfare Ciocarlia from the soundtrack to Borat. I'm going to say this whole thing here. Stereophonic musical listenings that have been origin in moving film, otherwise known as the soundtrack from the motion picture, which came out in 2006. And with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville / Parodyville to a close. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe have a suggestion for what I should play for this thing next year for April Fool's Day, please let me know. You can reach me at... Coverville@gmail.com. Almost gave out my home phone number there out of habit. You can call me 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblogs or in the forums. You'll find all that stuff at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with a special tribute to Richard Thompson. It'll be a Richard Thompson cover story. And then, of course, the next All Request show will be on Sunday, April 6th. This coming Sunday, so make sure you get your requests in for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying thanks for tuning in, and that just about covers it for tonight. Wow. I haven't been drinking, I swear. We'll catch you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Also, special thanks to Audible for their continued support of Coverville.